Eddius Perek Base Mishnah Base 2-2. Okay, this Mishnah is really a topic from Maseches Zvachim, and it has to do with the hides of karbanos, of offerings. So the general rule is that after an offering is, you know, is offered, so then the hide goes, if it's kache kachem, meaning if it's a korban ola, or if it's a chatos or asher for that matter, then the hide goes to the kohanim who are working that week in the base of mikdash. And if it's kachim kalim, like a shlamim, then the hide of the animal goes back to the owner. If the animal is not sacrificed properly, or if the shechita doesn't happen properly and so on, then the sacrificial animal has to get burned, and it's burned meat and hide together. Our Mishnah wants to know, what happens if the animal is slaughtered, it's flayed, meaning that the skin is separated from the meat, and then the blood is offered to the Mizbeach, everything seems to be going just fine, and then upon the butchering of the meat, it's discovered that the animal was a trefa. So now, of course, the retroactively we see that the sacrifice was not valid, and the meat will have to get burned. The question is, since you discover that only after the hide has been separated from the meat, can the hide still be kept by the kohanim, if it's a kachim kachim, or the owner, or not? Must the hides be also burned separately, but also then brought to be burned as well, just like the meat? That's the question. Okay, so says our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, this is the second of his four items of testimony, Miyamai, during my entire period serving in the Beis HaMikdash, Lora Isi or Yotz Levesa Srefa, never did I see an animal hide by itself, after it had been separated from the meat, go out to the Beis HaSrefa, the place where they would burn the invalidated sacrificial meats, typically, you know, with the skin still on them, but in this case, without skin on them, I never saw the hide go without being attached to meat. Therefore, the implication would be that, presumably, from time to time, korbanos turned out to be trefos, and they had only discovered after they separated the hide, and presumably, Chanina Skana Kohanim would have seen these hides being burned separately, and therefore, the fact they never saw it suggests it never happened, because the din must be, you can keep the hides and use them as even if the meat is invalid. And has to get burned. Now, Rabbi Akiva extrapolates from this even further. He says that if that's true, so a similar din should apply to the animal called the Bechor. Bechor is a firstborn male cow, goat, or sheep. What's supposed to happen to the Bechor is it's given to a Kohen, and the Kohen will bring it as a Korban Bechor, and then he'll eat the meat for himself. If the Bechor, while it's alive, gets a mum, a blemish, which makes it invalid to be brought as an offering. So then it has some vestige of kedusha still. You can't work it, you can't shear its wool and stuff, but you can eat it. You can actually slaughter it and make a regular barbecue, no korban involved, and that's that. And as long as you slaughter it given a kosher shechita, so then the animal, the meat is permitted, as well as the hide, okay? And essentially the same way when it came in the previous part of the Mishnah, we said that the hide separated from the meat should become permitted. The thing that would permit it would be the offering of the blood of the Mizbeach, even though we didn't know at the time that the animal itself was a trefa. Similar, like analogous to that when it comes to a Bechor, is that the Bechor's shechita, its ritual slaughter, is what makes the meat and the hide permitted. So the question is, what happens if after you slaughter it and you flay it, the Balmum Bechor, you discover that the meat itself is a trefa, so you can't eat it. So the animal now becomes, of course, not the meat's no longer permitted. The question is, what's with the hide? So Rabbi Akiva says the same principle ostensibly applies. The same way when it comes to regular korbanos, what matters is when you discover the problem with the animal, not the fact that it had a problem, but since you only discovered after the hide was separated from the meat, even though the meat has to get burned, the hide can be used. So similarly, when it comes to a Bechor, if the Bechor was a Baal Mum and it was slaughtered for regular non-ritual consumption, and you flayed it separating the hide from the meat, and then you discover the meat is not kosher because of the trefa, even though the meat can't be benefit, can't has to be buried essentially, but the hide could still be used. That's Rabbi Akiva's basic deduction by analogy, and that's what he says inside. He says, Am Rabbi Akiva, Middevarav Lamadno, from the words of Chanina Cohen skanako on him. You can learn, we learn, shehamafshit es habachor v'nimtza treifa. If one slaughters and then flays a bechor, and after having flayed it, separating the hide from the flesh, one discovers that it's a treifa, so the meat is not kosher. Shia osu hakohanim boro. The kohanim who were given the bechor are still allowed to get benefit. This shia osu is like the word hana'a, can get benefit from the hide. Okay? That's the thought of Rabbi Akiva, building on the principle of chanina skana kohanim. The Chacham, however, reject this, and the Halacha is going to follow the Chachamim. The Chacham say, Lo ra'inu eino raya. That's like, Lo ra'inu means, we didn't see, in quotes. Meaning, the fact that you never saw Chanina Skan Kohanim, the fact that you never saw anybody burn a hide without meat attached to it, doesn't mean it never happened. First of all, maybe it happened all the time, you just didn't notice. And second of all, even if it didn't ever happen, maybe it never happened because miraculously there never was a treifa in the Beis HaMikdash when you were on duty. But the point is, the fact that you never saw it doesn't mean it didn't happen, doesn't mean that wasn't the din, and therefore you can't just make such a deduction. So the Chacham say, Lorino ino raya, it's not a proof, Ella yotze levesa treifa. Rather, if you discover an animal that was brought as a korban is a treifa, even if you separated the hide from the meat, you still have to burn the hide just as you have to burn the meat. They're one and the same. You can't get benefit from it. And by analogy, of course, you don't have the analogy that Rabbi Akiva extrapolated from to allow the hides of the Baal Mum Bechor to be permitted as well. Okay, halacha will be like the Chacham, essentially. Although the truth is, the halacha lemais is a little complicated because there's variant to girsals. So if you want to halacha lemais, if it happens to you, you better consult your local Orthodox rabbi.